KUVO Studio. This is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org. A proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. You are riding on The Gospel Train with Deborah Walker. We're here to bless you and to bring you some great, great gospel music. And I have none other my friend and, of course, a very, very talented young lady with me, Miss Sia Chandler. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Deb.
That's right. We are right here from the KUVO Studios, where we provide you with community culture and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. You know, the Gospel Train leaves out every Sunday evening. That's at 6 o'clock p.m. from the Denver Open Media Studios. That's 92.9 FM. And, of course, you can always check us out 24/7. That's right, at DAWS, DAWS2000.com. That's DAWS2000.com. I want you to get that, DAWS. Well, I hope you are having a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. I want you to have your coffee, tea with me, and I have the honor and the pleasure of course, having my friend and the most talented Sia riding on the Gospel Train with me this morning. She's going to tell us all about what's coming up, her event that she'll be performing, and all the new things that she's going to be doing, because we're going to miss her for that Christmas show. But right now, I have none other than Hezekiah Walker, and I have a little Elvis Presley that I'm going to share with you. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
Let me hear the worshipers.
Every word of worship,
with one accord,
every praise, shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. And I tell you, the gospel train goes all over the world. So we had to touch a little bit of the Elvis Presley. So you want to enlighten us a little bit, Messiah?
Well, you know, Elvis was actually, he sang several genres of music. He was known as the king, but it was of rock. And then you had him, he did a lot of ballads, and then he did gospel. So
yes.
Elvis kind of, he was... considered a multitasker back in his day.
Yes, so, he was.
And I grew up on his movies, Jailhouse Rock, Viva Las Vegas, and so I remember those things about
Elvis
Presley.
Yeah. So let's touch a little bit on your background, okay? Mm-hmm. Because you're Church of God in Christ.
I am.
And Church of God in Christ to me is the foundation. You know, I mean, especially when it comes to singing and, you know, I mean, really the word of God, you know, I mean, I've really touched a lot on that. So with your music, I mean, I have seen you in the school singing. I have seen you with the Decades of Love, which you're trying to leave us. But I really want the audience to know your background.
Okay. Well, I'm a native of Denver, Colorado, and born and raised, matter of fact, born on and raised right here where this studio is at, right on 29th and Arapaho. There were the projects were there. And born and raised there. And then, of course, we moved out towards the Aurora area. One of the things that I'd love to talk about as far as it relates to me and my history in Colorado is I've been singing since I was 8 years old, in the church.
Okay.
And then as my maturity came and I grew older, I was able to expand and I was able to really grow. And I did plays and I've done, of course, choirs. And then Decades of Love came along, and that was due to a situation that happened in my life where I was hurt deeply and I asked God to show me how to heal, and he showed me through music. So I put together a band, and this was supposed to be a one-time thing. I put together a band. We put on a show. We raised money for the Girls and Boys Club and the Crowley Foundation, and it took off then. That was way back in 2009, and here we are.
Wow.
And we did our last show last March, and this year we're actually going to be singing again. It's just we're going to be singing in a different form, and we'll talk about that a little later
okay.
on the show. But
yeah.
That's me, Miss Deb, and I'm grateful because my gift, it heals,
yes.
And I don't want to take it for granted.
Well, I know your mother is such a singer.
Indeed.
I just love Miss Doris.
Yeah, my mother just turned 80. Woo, woo, on March 7th.
Yes,
and so she's a beautiful soul.
Yes.
And my father sang as well, so it's just in our roots. It's in our blood.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, as the train moves on down the track, I got nothing but the blood, the king of quartets, more than conquerors. the Northern Delaware GMWA, and of course, I decided, of course, to follow Jesus.
Amen.
And isn't that where we are right now?
Amen and amen.
Okay, here we go.
Abundantly, thank you for the blood.
some folks to silver and gold. Oh, these things they treasure and forget about their soul. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. There's a next verse that goes like this.
Oh, you're locked to the best, the great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train. That's right. I decided a long time ago.
Yes, indeed, Miss Deb.
A long time ago.
Ain't going back.
I can't go back, you know. And, of course, if you're just locking in, of course, we have none other than my special guest, Sia Chandler, here, which was with Sia Chandler and the Decades of Love, which is no more. But we're going to talk about some of the new things that you're doing and what is going on here with you now.
Okay.
Other than making those great cheesecake pies. I'm telling you, if you need some pies for holidays or anything like that, you got to check out Sia Chandler, because she is doing a whole nother thing. But that's not what I want to talk about. I really want to talk
just in case. Sia's beanpies.com. Sia'sbeanpies.com.
I do want to talk about this new event that you're getting ready to do.
Absolutely.
And why you're doing this.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
So tell me all about it.
Yes, ma'am. So for those of you that are new to the game, as far as Decades of Love is concerned, Decades of Love started, you heard a piece of it a few minutes ago, but we started back in 2009 raising money for other nonprofits in Colorado. And it carried on up until now. And so we're handing the mantle. We started passing the mantle, or the baton, I should say, over to the Respect House Band last March of 2023. And they asked us to help them out because they, too, want to raise money for other nonprofits that are here in Colorado. So we sang, they opened up for us, and then this time we're opening up for them, and we are also going to perform with them throughout the show, their show.
I'm really excited about it because it's going to be raising money this time for the Bayard Enterprises. If you're not familiar with Bayard Enterprises, they're one of the entities in Colorado that help our homeless. They provide resources for those less fortunate that they're not able to provide food for their homes and their families. Bayard steps up. They also provide backpacks and school supplies. They are one of my sponsors for the Watch Me Grow Girls, and we are that's our mentoring entity that came out of Decades of Love. So as we get ready for April 19th at 7 o'clock at the Holiday Theater on 2644 West 32nd Street in Denver, Colorado, 7 p.m., we are looking forward to people to come out. If you want to know how you can get tickets, go to decadesoflove.com, and the ticket link will show up. You won't even have to search for it. You get the tickets right there. They're $30, the proceeds will go to Bayard Enterprises, okay, so we can help them out, keep their resources going.
That's good. Praise God. So you always do things for causes.
I do.
You know, you always do. And you have a heart of that. And I have always known that I've always tried to support whatever you've done.
And you've done a great job. Thank you, Ms. Deb. I appreciate you.
You always have a mission, girl. You got a mission. And it's truly, truly in your heart.
Thank you.
So where did all that come from? I mean, is that just something that is just in your heart or just something that you want to do? Or
I think it's a combination of things. I watch my mother and my father give all the time. We were at church and in the streets. They worked with Daddy Bruce years ago, serving the community for food. And then our church always was out on the streets and passing out tracts and feeding the hungry. And then when we got into All Nations Church of God in Christ with the late Bishop Porter, you know, we had a pantry and we were always giving, giving, giving. And now under the direction of New Nations with Pastor Dr. Arthur Porter, still giving to the community. So it just keeps going. And so I think it's a part of my DNA as well. And I think it's just nurtured through my environment. And being a giver as I am, I think it's just good that I'm able to share it, not just within my church community. I feel like the music allows me to share it in the secular community and also anywhere that music can reach. Because we don't just sing gospel, we sing country, we sing blues, anything you can imagine. Right. We sing every genre of music because we believe music heals the soul.
Right. And even though Elvis Presley.
Absolutely. He played his part too.
Praise God. Well, we're going to continue on. Here's none other than one of my favorite songs. Now Behold the Lamb with Brother Kurt Franklin.
Now behold the Lamb.
Thank you.
Wake up with the Morning Set.
Monday on the Morning Set, we've got the latest in jazz news and some jazz birthdays. Carlos, Abby, and Steve, it's the Morning Set.
Let us get your day swinging. Weekdays starting at 7 a.m. on KUVO, your oasis in the city.
I do want to remind you that if you, of course, need any of your PSAs here on the KUVO, you can go to the KUVO.org and submit your PSA about your business or your nonprofit event. And, of course, we will, of course, announce it. I do want you to know that Brother Ron Ivey's going to be doing some things all weekend. So on the 20th, of course, they're playing balls, Play Ball Sports Bar and Grill. He's going to be there. That's at 2121 South Sheridan Boulevard in Denver. And, of course, Sia, you're going to be there. You're going to be doing your thing on the 19th.
Absolutely.
That's right. And that's going to be at the
Holiday Theater.
Mm-hmm. Let me give it to you. Might as well say it. Holiday Theater.
Holiday Theater, 2644 West 32nd Street or Avenue in Denver.
That's right. At 7 o'clock p.m., and that they're going to be opening for the Respect House Band April 19th at 7 o'clock. That's coming up this Friday. So we definitely want you to put it on your calendar. Make sure that you are there.
Support comes from the Newman Center for the Performing Arts, presenting the Maria Schneider Orchestra, Friday, May 3rd. More info at newmancenterpresents.com.
April is Jazz Appreciation Month. Celebrate with Rocky Mountain PBS and the airing of The Last Mambo, a documentary that explores the heritage of the San Francisco Bay Area salsa and Latin jazz community, airing Thursday, April 18th at 7 o'clock p.m.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go on ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be a vent.
Yes, Lord, I feel blessed all around.
right now. Be a fence right now. Be a fence right now. Be a fence right now. As I come and go. Oh, you might as well get your dance on. Come on. Be a fence right now. Say, cause I need protection. A protection. A protection. Along the protection. A protection. A protection. Along the way. Along the way. Along the way. Along the way.
There was a woman with an issue of blood. And she knew if she could just touch the hem of his garment, that she would be made whole. And I'm telling you right now, if you get close to Jesus, you get connected to the greatest power of all. Listen to this.
This is the greatest power.
You're in the greatest.
You're in the greatest.
And declare it
this
now.
This is the greatest power.
Greatest power.
You're in the greatest hour.
In spite of what
your life encounters.
I know what it looks like, but listen.
This is the greatest power.
God, you're so faithful.
Even in the hard days.
Even when I couldn't sleep at
when
night.
I couldn't sleep at night.
Right there with me,
you were right there with me always.
You wiped every tear.
Wiped every tear I cried.
You declared in your word.
One thing that never failed. It always gets better.
Ooh.
Watch this.
It's getting better.
It's getting better.
God said, Creflo, though the pain you feel,
better.
Even though the hurt
it's
you experience, even the lacks from the pandemic,
better.
Even when inflation
it's
trying to take your money,
better.
I need you to declare with me, it's getting better.
It's getting better.
God promised never to leave you nor forsake you. It's gonna get better.
Ooh.
We are standing
right here now.
In the presence.
Whatever you need is here.
Whatever you
it's right
need
here, it's right now.
It's right here.
Oh, yeah. He is the greatest power.
We
cannot make it without.
I can't do it by myself.
Romans 10 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart you believe and are justified. It is with your mouth you confess you are saved. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. We have heard, the joyful sound.
The joyful sound.
Jesus saves.
Jesus saves.
Jesus saves.
Jesus saves.
Spread glad tidings.
Glad tidings.
All around.
All around.
Jesus saves.
Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
Tell the one with blinded eyes.
Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Broken hearts, He won't despise. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
That car in your driveway isn't getting any younger, you know. Why not let Kuvo take the vehicle off your hands and you can support the community, culture, and music you're listening to right now. For details on Kuvo's vehicle donation program, visit the website kuvo.org under the support tab. Thank you.
Look at your neighbor and tell him, I don't know what you come to do, baby, but I come to give him praise. Let me see if I got a crazy prayer like this, y'all.
Okay, we're going to slow it down a little bit,
Just a little bit.
That's right, just a little bit before we go there. I do want to say, hey, thank you, Sia, that's right, for being here with me. God
thank
bless you.
Thank you for having me, Miss Deb. It's been an honor. I appreciate you. You've always come through for us, and we thank you for that.
Always, you know. But, you know, I don't know. I want to go back a little bit to make sure that people know that all of the things that you have done in this community and really, really made a difference.
Thank you.
Because all of your, you know, with Decades of Love, all the things that you have done has always been for the benefit of others.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
Every time.
And let's go back a little bit, you know, because I do want you to tell us again all of the things that and the reasons why you have done what you have done.
Absolutely. So back in 2009, for those of you that didn't get a chance to hear it earlier when we talked on the air, 2009, I had a heartbreak and decided to ask God to help me heal through music. And I was able to put together a band And actually God gave it to me that my healing would come through music, and put together a band. And we've been singing and giving away money since 2009. I've been quitting every year since then, but we've decided that it was important that we not only sing to entertain or to help people come together, but we thought it was important that we raise funds and give to other nonprofit organizations in Colorado. So we've given funds to several entities that people use in Colorado. And one of the big entities we're getting ready to give to this time around on April 19th is the Bayard Enterprises. And they are really significant in the community because they are one of the entities that help the homeless and those less fortunate. We've given to Boys and Girls Club. We've given to the Crowley Foundation. We've given to Heal the Hood. And so it goes on and on and on. And the reason why we are adamant about that is because not only does music heal, but monetary gifts help. So hand in hand, we put those things together to spread the word. All about love, really. We sing nothing but love songs, ranging from the 1920 eras to current music. And then as we have a good time, things come out of that. I've had people tell me they've told each other they've loved each other for the first time at our shows. And I've had people tell us that they've rekindled relationships at our shows. And so it's just not out there to raise money. It's also out there to heal the heart.
Right. So now that you are moving on from Decades of Love.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are you going other than the pies?
Sia's beingpies.com.
Right.
So I make pies on the side. And I'm also the principal of Emily Griffith High School. I didn't mention that earlier, but I will be retiring. I'm on countdown. I'm on 72 days. I'll be retiring.
Goodness.
I'm excited about that. I've been in Denver Public Schools for over 30 years. But I'm really excited about the next journey that I have. Decades of Love, we are changing our face. You know, we are not totally split up. We're just reorganizing what we look like and what we do. We are looking more to go into more of a slow down sector. We're not really sure what that looks like, but we still will be in the area. Some of us will be helping others in music, and some of us will actually be singing together. But what we do know for sure is that we will not stop singing. It just will look different, maybe even sound different, but it will always still carry the mantle of love.
Right. And this event that you're doing this coming weekend.
Absolutely. We're going to be handing the Decades of Love fundraising over to the Respect House Band.
Okay.
We will be opening up for them, and then we're going to be performing most of their show with them as well. Our pianist and myself and my sister and Isaac, who's an original Decades of Love member, we're all going to be singing together with them. It's going to be a beautiful show. We're going to be at the Holiday Theater at 2644 West 32nd Avenue in Denver, Colorado, 7 p.m., April 19th. Can't wait to have people come out and support Bayard that night and have a good time with us. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun show. There'll be opportunity there also for people to give if they want to while they're there.
Right. So how can they get their tickets?
Go to decadesoflove.com. You don't have to search for it. As soon as you hit that button, it comes up. The ticket link is right there. We don't want you to have to go looking for anything. Yes, indeed. Go there, decadesoflove.com, to purchase your tickets.
Okay, so my last question, and I really hate, because I could talk to you all day, okay,
right.
is what is it that you could tell the audience out here, especially the young people, that will really motivate them and inspire them to do great things out here?
You know, Ms. Deb, I actually won second in the world for karaoke in 2023, sorry. I won second in the world for karaoke, and one of the things that I promoted after that was you can do anything you put your mind to. I wasn't going to win. I was going for the experience and 1 second in the world. So I did it through love, though. I did it through love. And so I took that vehicle of love and I spread it to all the other countries that I came in contact with. And so we became a unit. We still keep in touch with one another. So if there's nothing else I can tell you to do, I'm going to inspire you to, I'd like to inspire you to use the vehicle of love. I don't care what it looks like, what it sounds like, how it does. Use your inspiration of love to let you do what you're supposed to be here to do, because we all have a purpose. Mm-hmm. And I want everybody to come on out. Please come on out on April 19th, because that's what we do. We support, we promote, and we advertise love through song.
Praise God. Thank you so much. I thank you so much for joining me today and riding on the gospel train. It has truly, truly been a pleasure. So, you know, it says Diedrich Haddrick got a brand new song talking about watch him, praise him.
All right, now. I love
and that's what you
Diedrich
got to
Haddrick.
Do. And he's going to take us home.
I love
but
Mr.
But my
Diedrich
last
Haddrick.
Little word for each and every one of you, I want to say, God bless you.
God bless
go
you.
With God in
Amen.
All of your ways. And remember
mm-hmm.
to share that love that God has shown to you,
Amen.
To each and every person that you meet.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to make a difference. And
Amen.
We can only do that by sharing that mm-hmm. with each person.
Amen.
God bless you. I'll see you next week, God willing. And here is none other than Diedrich Haddrick. He's going to take us home.
All right, now.
Look at your neighbor and tell him, I don't know what you come to do, baby, but I come to give him praise. Let me see if I got a crazy praise. Like this, y'all.
God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet. Till we meet. Till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet. Till we meet. God be with you till we meet again.
You don't need no ticket. Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
News from our